Oh, so you think I'm playing hard to get, do you? Do you really? Well, that's awfully confident. Maybe a mite too confident. But what else would I expect from you? Oh no, I would never ever insult you. Maybe a little bit. Oh, don't pout. Oh no, it absolutely suits you. It's very becoming, it just won't work. Your pouts are totally ineffective against me. Oh, you look so scandalized. Oh, you are so attractive. Ridiculously attractive, of course you are. And you look even more attractive on the big screen. Of course, you're not just a pretty face. You've got the acting chops to back it up. You are absolutely the full package. Charm, charisma, talent. Oh, you are a superstar. You are a movie star. And any girl would love to be on your arm. Unfortunately for you, I'm not just any girl. So, I'm not playing hard to get. I'm not even playing. If I were, well, you would be losing. Oh, I am confident. I'm very, very confident. You're just ridiculous. Why don't you go over to the bar? Look at them. They're all just dying for a moment of your attention. Why don't you go and be a movie star? Oh, you're busy. How long have we been playing this game? Oh, you know what game. Now, that's what you think, but you are actually very, very wrong. It wasn't our first movie that started this. It was our first meeting. And you don't remember it, do you? Oh, you absolutely don't remember it. Oh, I am heartbroken. Am I really so forgettable? Oh, this is so much fun to me. Oh, I am enjoying this immensely. Oh, I know it's not fair. Darling, do you really want me to play fair? No, that was really unfair. Oh no, don't pout. Oh no, it's not working on me, but over there, it's having quite the effect. Look at them. Swooning. Do you want me to put you out of your misery? Do you want me to tell you about our first meeting? Okay. Okay, if you insist. Nope. Mm-mm. Wrong again. Wrong again. Wrong again. You're never gonna get it. You're never gonna get it. Literally, you're never gonna get it. Well, maybe you will. So, our first meeting. Well, we weren't famous. We weren't polished. I didn't even have this name. We were both new in town and oh, so very desperate. Desperately broke and desperate to make it big. We were trying to get a gig, any gig, a foot in the door. So many castings. So many late nights. You were dead on your feet. just utterly exhausted. Tending bar to pay the bills, attending auditions to feed the dream. And you were adorably knackered. We had a scene, and I really thought it was going to be dire. It was going to be awful because you were like a zombie. You were swaying on your feet. How was I meant to impress when I had to run lines with you? And then our turn came. And you blew my mind. It was like a bolt of lightning. You changed. You just shone. Oh, it was almost blinding, and it was so easy. We played so well off each other. It was the best audition I ever had. And we got the job. We got the part in a shitty play, in a shitty theatre, in a shitty part of town. The pay was utterly awful. Dire, in fact. But there was you. And that made it a very, very attractive part. And of course, at night, there were drinks. Celebrate successful casting. Celebrate finding their stars. And you got absolutely blitzed. It's not your fault. The cocktails, they tasted like there was nothing in them. But they were almost pure alcohol. And you hadn't eaten anything all day. So, yeah. And you kissed me. You kissed me. And it wasn't smooth. It wasn't practiced. It was awkward and shy and really sweet. And then you fucked off. And you never came back. Funding fell through, so the play was cancelled, and yeah. That's how we first met. You were the one that got away. You're the one that was playing hard to get. Because it doesn't get much harder to get than, you know, disappearing. So, if you're done playing hard to get, if you're done playing games, if you're done pouting, being a movie star, how about we just go on a date? An actual date. No paparazzi, no fans, just us talking. Well, you never asked me. You never actually asked me out. So, I'm asking you. Would you like to go out on a date? Good. Would you like to go out on a date tonight? You would. Even better. But. Oh, there's always a but. What's this but? How will we make it out past them? Well, we won't. We'll take the back way. A back way. You do know the back... You don't know the back way. No trouble. Let's see. Everyone knows that this club has a back way out. Well, everyone apart from you. But what most people don't know is that it is a decoy. The press are waiting outside to catch whoever's sneaking out. But there is a second back door. There's a back door and more tunnel. Might be a bit dusty. Might get a bit messy. But no one will see us leave. And we will be free to have a date. So, do you still want to go on that date? And are you done playing hard to get? Even better. Let's get out of here. Because, I've been waiting to take you on a date for a very long time. And you really are a good kisser. No, I'm not saying I'm going to kiss you. I'm just saying that you're a good kisser. And, well, it would be interesting to see if you've gotten better. Or worse. Well, you might have gotten lazy. Well, you say that, but I think we've already established that you could be a bit overconfident. I guess we'll see. After you. Actually, after me. You don't know where you're going. Just stay close. Oh, you intend to, do you? I like the sound of that. I really, really do.